All right now it gives me tremendous, tremendous pleasure to welcome one of South Africa's great funny men. His name is Ndumiso Liddy. Welcome to Chai FM. Not
Thank
your
you.
First time.
Not my first time here. Yeah, first time in your new studios. Well, not, I don't know how long have you guys been here.
A year.
Ask her.
Friday, was a,
no
Friday was a year.
Oh, but okay.
I want to know where rooster comes from.
Who's rooster? It's me. So it's Ndumiso Liddy the rooster. A friend gave me that name.
Why?
When I started comedy, I was like a regular guy on stage, you know, t-shirt, jeans, Ulster. And then one of the comics said to me, you need to work on your look. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, you look like everyone else. Just find a way to stand out.
Oh.
So later I started wearing a hat because I loved hats. I was just wearing a hat on stage. And the thing about wearing a hat is you have to dress it up. You can't just wear a hat and then t-shirts and jeans. So I started wearing a t-shirt, a tie, and a jacket on stage. So every time I would finish lectures and go back to my room at res to go change for to get ready for my gig, my friend would be there, and then he would watch me put on my tie and then be like, oh, you, but he said it in class, like I look like a rooster. But I thought he was just teasing me, you know, I was like, let it go. And then a week later, so he was coming out of his building, the engineering building. I was in the design building, and then he shouted across the student center, rooster! I just loved it. I was like, wow, I'm keeping that.
How wonderful. Huh?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So how did you get into comedy, and why comedy? It has to be one of the, making people laugh has to be one of the hardest things to do, especially when the world is going through what it's currently going through. I mean, our politicians obviously provide great material, but why?
Oh man.
Does it always come naturally to you? Are you a naturally funny person?
I don't know if I'm naturally funny, but I'm an observer. My comedy is very observational comedy. Funny enough, when I started comedy, I didn't know what stand-up was. You know, coming from the Eastern Cape, going to Cape Town.
Best place
Cape
in Town. The world, by the way.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. I miss the green. It's just green everywhere in Eastern Cape.
Lovely people.
And we all know each other in
but
Eastern
every
Cape.
Comedian, think about it, Kathy, every comedian who sat in this studio has been from the Eastern Cape. Don't know what it is. Don't know what they put in the water. But there's something. Something about the Eastern Cape.
We all know each other in Eastern Cape.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why you don't get a road rage in Eastern Cape, because I know where you stay.
I looked after your pig. I brought it back.
So when I started comedy, I didn't know I started comedy, and then a friend kind of like pushed me towards that direction. He just said, I'm always that guy who's always cracking jokes around. I didn't even know that I was that kind of guy. You know, he was like, man, it's not like you're cracking jokes, just for the sake of it, the way you do it.
So were you coming up with like one-liners, or can you tell a joke?
Oh, I was more of a conceptual guy.
What does that mean? That you were coming up and you were inventing jokes?
Yeah. If we were sitting as a group and we started roasting each other, I'll put you in a scenario. And then I'll run with it. Don't ask me how I did
that.
How
wonderful.
That's why he said that you belong on stage. He said to me, like, you don't tell jokes just like everybody else. You create a whole thing about it. You create a set right there in front of us. So he said, try it. I'm like, okay. And then I tried it, and it launched our student center activities that they used to have back where they were studying. And they were giving away a phone. They had professional comedians used to come lunch hour, perform for the students, and then give away a phone. And then they were like, we're looking for three guys who think they are funny. And I jumped up. They all won the phone.
Brave man.
Isn't that incredible?
No, I mean, I can't imagine that there is a worse thing in the world than getting up in front of an audience to make them laugh, and they just look at you deadpan. Like,
oh yeah,
what do you do with that? What do you do with that? You just...
Oh no, it comes with, how to handle that? It comes with experience. When you're new, it's really scary. It's a horror movie happening right in front of you.
I can imagine.
Yeah, but when it comes with what experience does, it teaches you how to handle that moment and how to win them back.
So I was going to ask you, is it fluid enough for you to be able to kind of take evasive action or read your audience?
I mean,
this isn't working. I have to change the show. I have to.
Yeah. The one mistake you can make as a performer is to show your weakness on stage, and they will eat you up. The audience will eat you up. They're like, you're weak. You know, get off stage. But if you do a joke, it doesn't land, and then you handle that moment like a champ. Like, oh, you guys didn't like that? Oh, wow, you guys are so rough. Okay. You know, like, then they're like, oh, okay, this guy is fun.
It's a funny thing. I was there's a guy by the name of Chris Voss. Chris Voss, I've been watching a lot of his videos. He was the top negotiator for the FBI.
Okay.
Right? A hostage negotiator. Mm. And he gives like all these facts. Do you know that when people laugh, you make them 30% more creative?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Isn't that incredible?
Wow.
Do you know how powerful comedy is and how powerful you are?
That's awesome.
All right. So I want to test your story making skills.
Okay.
Can we do that? Can we play a game?
Okay.
I actually bought these for my team at the office.
Uh-huh.
Right. They're called Rory's Story Cubes.
Okay.
Have you heard of these?
No, it's the first time I see them.
Okay. So it's 9 cubes.
I'm terrified. I want to leave.
And each
I'm also terrified.
This is like participation. This is every bad childhood memory she's bringing up.
Oh,
in
my,
this
man.
Is not for me, right? This is you two. This is your thing.
Oh, man. Okay. I hope it works out. Wow.
Okay. It's going to work out. I have no doubt it's going to work out.
Without the numbers.
Okay. So there's no numbers, but each of these 9 cubes has got different images on them.
Okay.
There's one with an eye and a cassette deck and a rainbow and whatever. You can have a look through these. Give them like a little shake. Put them on the desk and let's come up with a story, a comedy story. Are you happy to do that?
I'm shaking these and exactly like how my Sangoma aunt would do it.
Exactly.
Asking for help because now you need it.
Okay, there we go. So you can take a look. I've got to play some ads.
Okay.
And while you're taking a look at that, then we can decide what we're going
it's
to
just
do.
Pure evil. Pure evil.
No, it's not. This guy is talented. You have absolutely no clue.
Well, I gotta tell you, he better be.
How brilliant this man is.
So no pressure.
Yeah, no pressure. That's coming up right after this. We're speaking to Ndumiso Lindy. He's a comedian. He's got a show coming up called Boys Don't Cry in July at Auto and General Theatre on the Square. Boys Don't Cry in July. That is the name of the show. It's taking place at the Auto and General Theatre on the Square. We're going to be talking about that after this. Ndumiso Lindy, one of South Africa's top comedians.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I feel like Spielberg right now.
Exactly,
I'm
right?
To create a movie.
Well, you've just created a show.
Yeah.
So never mind, which we are going to talk about, believe it or not.
Oh, good.
All right. So there's this thing called that I've brought out called Rory's Story Cubes.
Yeah.
Right. And it's these cubes, and each one has got a different picture. They like dice, but each side of 9 dice have got different pictures. Okay, so.
So what do we have here?
So good. What do you have? Tell us what we've got.
So
there.
The first one is the shape of the face of an alien.
Yes.
Yeah, that triangular one.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the big eyes. And then the second one is the magnifying glass.
Uh-huh.
And then we have a house.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a fish.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the banana moon shape.
Okay.
And then we have the world.
Okay.
I think this is an envelope.
Oh, yeah. It could be an envelope.
Yeah. And then we have a fountain.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have an L.
An L. Could that be like a learner?
Learners or a loser? I don't know.
Oh, loser. Yeah, you see. You see. It could go in any direction.
Oh, man.
Okay, so I've asked you to, just using those, which was done just very randomly.
Yeah.
Can you come up with a funny comedy story?
I don't know. Okay, I can do a trailer, like a movie style kind
okay,
of trailer.
Okay, awesome. That sounds amazing.
Okay. Boom, boom. In a land. I don't want to do the movie guy.
No, but the movie guy, you do it so well. Yes.
I was about to do Madiba's voice. As the movie guy. In a land. Boom, boom. In a land. It was at night. Boom, boom. They landed. Yes. Aliens magnified and went closer to the houses. Boom, boom. Looking for Nemo. Boom, boom. They couldn't find Nemo, so they sent an envelope. Boom, boom. Hoping someone would read it. Boom, boom. They went closer and closer to the fountain, thinking they had found it. But no,
they caught an L.
Absolutely.
I can't believe I just did that.
Absolutely brilliant. And how, where did that even come from? Like the movie guy voice and then Madiba's voice as the movie guy voice. Absolutely unbelievable. Oh, tell us about your show.
My show is called,
I have to come and see this. I have to. Yeah. Like, if you were able to do this impromptu, have to come and see what you actually written.
Oh, good. My show is called, Boys Don't Cry in July. I've had three shows, one-man shows so far. The first one was called, Colormine, mm-hmm. Which played on, in Eastern Cape, people put on that Colormine stuff on their face.
Yes, the white clay.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. I was basically saying to people, let's accept each other for who we are and our differences. So that was the concept of the show. The second one was Diluted People, which was saying, where culturally we are integrating, we're changing, and, you know, times are moving. This one is more personal because it's a dedication, a tribute to my late father who passed on last year in July. So I was putting a show together and then that hit me hard, you know, last year in July. So I was like, hey, I can't let after a year just let it go by like that. I have to just do something for him and dedicate it to him. And also he used to say, cause I do a lot of jokes about my mom. Or from all of those shows. And then one day he went to one of my shows. He was like, so am I not funny? Am I? I'm like,
what am I?
I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, no, all these jokes about your mom and then your siblings, but nothing about me. You know? And I think it was because of the respect I have for him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just like, no, I didn't want to make you angry or something. No, man. Go ahead.
Oh my God.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to dedicate the whole show to you. It's not really just about.
That is so special.
Yeah, just about him, but everything just relate to back to that title, you know?
That's amazing. We really, really have to come and see you.
Yeah.
It has been absolute, absolute pleasure having you here.
Oh, super.
And, listen, you're welcome to hang around. We can speak a little bit more after news.
Okay.
We've got to take news right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Zanati Puma is going to come and do some. Oh, okay. News for us. This is our newsreader, Zanati.
Hello, Nati.